This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen along with you. Although syphilis was nearly eliminated from the United States about a decade ago, this sexually transmitted disease has resurged in recent years, mainly due to a rise in cases among gay and bisexual men. That's according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Well, here with a local perspective on the rise of this disease is Dr. Indu Gupta. She's Onondaga County Commissioner of Health. Welcome, Dr. Gupta. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Linda.
So we're seeing an uptick in syphilis nationwide. Help us understand that. What's going on?
So syphilis is not a new disease. It's a pretty old disease. As far as 14th century, it was actually noted to be first time.
That is old.
Right. Outbreak was noted first in Naples, Italy, when there was a French invasion. So it's not something new. But it has like a waxing and waning. There was no typical treatment. In recent history, we have data going back from 1941, and we have kept track of it when there was a very high upsurge at that time. And with the advent of penicillin, which actually can cure the disease, it started to shown quite significant improvement.
And in fact, I think I said in the introduction, it was virtually eliminated.
Right.
So why is it resurging? What's going on?
Right. So up to in 2000, late 1999 and 2000, CDC actually thought it's near elimination, but unfortunately, the rate started to rise. The lowest was seen was 2000. And the reason, it is difficult to say, mostly it could be that people, it's sort of a forgotten disease, that people are not aware, awareness is gone. And also we have new smartphone apps that might have increased chances of having people meeting with each other for casual sex, that might have also been a cause of that.
So who is basically being affected? In other words, I read somewhere that the rate in women has decreased for the most part, but it's really resurgent in males and men who are either gay or bisexual, men having sex with men. Tell us about that. I mean,
so that's correct. Locally also we have seen the same national trend. It used to be mainly male and female, both disease. Now actually it's leaned towards predominantly in males, and in also males, men having sex with men. That's what we define as MSM, gay and bisexual men. In locally, we have 95% who are in the male population. It's still 5%. It's a small percentage, but still it's significant in female population.
So it still does exist in females,
yes.
But it's much lower.
Yes.
So are there, in terms of a national picture, are there geographical trends? Has it started somewhere in the country, as many things do?
Right.
So it
started mainly in South first, and then now actually West has taken over as the first. Then it moved to Midwest, then to Northeast, and of course in Northeast, Onondaga County is not unique also. So we have started to see these rates spike for last couple of years quite significantly, actually.
Are there racial commonalities? In other words, are there particular populations, besides it being male, that you're seeing?
So national trend, usually you will see African-American, Hispanic, depending on which geographic location you're seeing, including Native American and Hawaiian. In our local Onondaga County, we are seeing a lot in Caucasians. It is present in African Americans, but it's not that typical trend as we see nationally.
Just briefly give us a feeling for what exactly syphilis is, though. We're talking about it, and it is an old disease. And just give us an overview. I mean, I know it's a bacterial infection.
Right.
And as you alluded to, something like penicillin is an effective treatment.
Right.
But what does it do to the body? And how, first of all, it's transmitted only through sexual act.
Right. So syphilis is, as you know, is a sexually transmitted disease caused by a bacteria called Treponema pallidum. It is the reason we get concern in Trump's because it starts as a local disease. as which we call primary syphilis. And if it's left untreated, it can result in systemic infection, and that's how we started to see the problem, which is called secondary syphilis. So in primary syphilis, you will see usually a ulcer which is called chancre, and that's very highly vascular, ulcerated area, which increases the transmission of even the HIV, which has been an increasing concern with the rising rates of syphilis. If left untreated, the ulcer will heal itself, but the disease still stays and the person is very infectious. Now, it leads into secondary syphilis, in which the person presents as a systemic sign: fever, rash, lymph node enlargement, not feeling well, or hair loss, just like, you know, not good, essentially.
So basically it affects multi-systems.
That's correct. And then if it's left untreated again, it will just become quiescent. So that's what we call third, is a latent stage. So the disease is there, but it's still, but it's not showing any signs. And if it's left untreated, then it becomes tertiary syphilis. So tertiary syphilis is the one which you end up seeing all the end organ damage, like a nervous system, cardiovascular system,
you can have dementia.
Vessels, dementia. Yes. One thing also important to remember is neurosyphilis is a separate entity which can be seen at any stages. And what we are seeing more if somebody has underlying HIV also, that that increases the chance of having neurosyphilis. So it is very important to remember, because this is a systemic sign of infection.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Onondaga County Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta, and we're talking about the rise in syphilis. So what is happening specifically in Onondaga County? Have we seen a major rise?
That's correct. So just to give you a perspective, I will give you some number, local number. In 2008, which we had three cases. So it seems like a three case. It's a small number, yes. So comparison with the state, and we actually exclude when we compare the state with the New York City, because New York City is always an outlier and is the one of the highest rate in the New York State, and then compare with the U.S. So it will give you a little bit perspective. So when we are talking three cases, and when we compare it with what we call three cases in 100 people will be a lot different than in 300,000 people, right?
Right.
So we have to look in the context of the population. So when we compare per 100,000, that's how we describe it, that this is the syphilis rate, not the absolute number, rate per 100,000. So three cases means they were 0.7 per 100,000 cases, as compared to New York State in 2008 was 2.6. excluding New York City. And at that same time, U.S. has 4.4. Going fast forward, 2010, we had 10 cases. And counties' rate increased from 0.7 to 2.2 per 100,000. At the same time, our New York State rate was 2.4, so we are kind of leveling off now. And the U.S. rate, because South and West had higher rate, it was still higher, 4.5. Going forward, 2012, that rate from 10 to became 12, absolute number. So you see five cases, but then our rate jumped from 2.2 to 3.2. Now we are even with the New York State and getting close to the U.S. 2013, we doubled almost, from 15 to 29. Now our rate became 3.2 to 6.2, so that's a pretty jump. Yeah. And then subsequent year, 2004, we have 56 cases, again doubling, right? 2014.
So basically from 2008, where you had three cases,
right?
You in 2014, you had 56 cases. That's a pretty high percentage.
That's pretty. And last two subsequent years, we are having almost quadruple,
doubling,
which is a very big concern, because something is happening, and we really need to address that. That's how we became quite concerned about it.
So we know that there is treatment for this, but you said it's so worrisome because people either don't recognize that they have the disease, they don't know about it, there's ignorance, and continue to spread it.
That's correct.
So what basically, I mean, first of all, what are the precautions and the preventions that need to be undertaken now to put a stop to this?
Right. So the best thing we can do, the good part of this disease is it's a very preventable and a completely curable disease if it's detected earlier. Once the damage is done, you cannot reverse it. We are talking later part of the tertiary syphilis and when the end organ damage has done. What we do is we use prevention. So prevention is by having safer sex practices. That is very important.
So education.
Education is the very important part of it because education empowers. A lot of people are not aware syphilis is on the rise. And this is something can be done. Individual offices, health department also does this, community-based organization like ACR or many other local organization has been doing it because they can reach out since the predominant population at this point is a male population, men having sex with men, that and gay population. So some of those specifically go. Having said that, provider's role is so important in that having a taken a detailed, non-judgmental sexual history, it's so key to reach out to your patient because people get very scared. You know, nobody wants to discuss that, and it seems like it's not a discussion of sex. It's a discussion of health.
Yes.
It's so important
Absolutely.
For people to remember.
So screening is also important.
That's correct.
In other words, testing for the disease.
Right.
So tell us about that very briefly. Who should be tested? Who are the high-risk populations that should be tested? And how, you know, how frequently do they need to be tested? And what's the best methodology to get this done?
So usually there are certain what we call high-risk populations, so pregnant females. Why pregnant females? Because it has consequences for the unborn child. So it's very important to, and we have started to see the rise all over of the congenital syphilis, which seems defeating the purpose of the treatment. So this is something locally we don't have it, but New York State does have some cases, including the rest of the United States.
Where fetuses have been exposed to syphilis.
To the syphilis, and they have consequences later on in life, you know, developmental delay and their teeth problem. They have a lot of things which actually affects them.
So are you suggesting that all pregnant women have be screened for
That's
syphilis?
That's correct. So pregnant females, in the first antenatal visit, they should all be screened. If that's a high-risk population, they should be screened later on, like 28 weeks, and at the time of delivery also, because it's very important to have that.
I don't want to run out of time. Who else should be screened?
So it should be the people who have high-risk population, especially, again, we are talking about MSM,
men
gay and bisexual, and also whose partner have been diagnosed positive in the past. Recent past, within usually we call it 90 days. That's very important.
And
also
about
commercial
people?
Workers,
yes.
Sex workers. It's very important to do that.
So if people are commercial sex workers,
right.
They should really be screened as
That's
well.
That's correct.
So the whole concept here is that prevention is crucial in terms of precaution and safe sex and understanding the use of condoms and understanding the importance, just like with HIV, that this is a sexually transmitted disease and it has very serious consequences. And early detection and early screening is crucial to prevent its spread.
That's correct.
So very briefly, in the couple seconds we have left, what's the health department doing?
So health department does a very important part. So it isn't it's a notifiable disease. It means the providers and the labs are supposed to be notifying us. This is by public health law. Why? Because it's a spread by sexually transmitted. So what we do is we started to do what we call contact investigation and contact tracing. So how many people this individual had been in contact with before, and we go back and trace all the contact so we can do bring them to early diagnostic test, also recommend treatment.
So you can begin
to spread the disease, to stop the spread of the disease.
Basically. So right now, Onondaga County Health Department has free confidential testing at its STD center.
That's correct.
And in the basement of the Civic Center.
Right.
And they can reach, for getting information, 435-3236.
That's correct. Testing can be done in providers' offices. Of course, our STD center in the room 80 basement is always available. Planned Parenthood, family planning, we all do that. So it's very important to have and to get it early detection so that treatment can be administered at that point.
Thank you so much. This is very important information. My guest has been Dr. Indu Gupta, Onondaga County Commissioner of Health. As I said, the only way to stop it is to find it.
That's correct.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.